It's 7:33 and time for our bird migration report. Joining me in the studio here is Pam Randles with all sorts of bird information. You just told me that you've seen a bird fall out.
I have. I saw one up by between Delta, not Delta. It was on the cutoff.
Okay.
And all of a sudden there were bazillion birds all over the road. It was really hard to miss. It's quite a spectacular thing to see.
Wow, I'll bet. I hope they don't get run over.
Well, they probably do. That section of, there's not a lot of traffic there.
Right.
So I could kind of slow right down and...
Bird dodging on the highway.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Wow. Okay. So today's topic for our bird migration report is...
Courtship advice.
Nice.
From our feathered friends.
Okay. So it's like the dear robin.
Well, actually, the reason I chose this one is because it's something you can see right now.
Yeah.
If you drive up and down and look at, like, the ducks or listen for the sounds and stuff mm-hmm. like that, you can totally see what the males are doing.
Okay.
And guys, this is the way to do it. You know, there's five different things that they do that they would advise you to do, but...
Okay.
Okay.
So let's put on your romantic hats here. Here
right.
we go.
So, first one,
yeah.
brush up on your dance steps.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And you can see this when you, I mean, you can do the old classic waltz way, mm-hmm. like the Western Grebes and the Common Loons, and stand up with your partner and go all over the place.
Nice.
Like as if you had a great big skirt or something.
Yeah.
Or you can, mallards are sort of an example of the ducks, mm-hmm. and they're more hip hop. And they nod their heads, they stretch, they throw their heads back, they flap their wings, they, throw that little awesome curly feather on their butts
Shake
in the air.
Shake that butt, baby.
Right. And splash. And a lot of ducks do that.
Nice.
You know,
okay.
And then, of course, there's grouse.
Right.
That, you know, are stomping around. Theirs is more like the haka.
Right.
You know.
So can I tell my Studley Dudley story? I'll make it really quick.
Okay.
Okay. So I lived in Fairbanks at the end of a really long pioneer road, we like to call it. Super muddy and horrific. And early in the morning, I was driving my friend Junebug back from the airport. And suddenly there's this grouse in the middle of the road doing this little dance. And if you look over to the side in the bushes, there were five females. And when he would look away, they're all staring at him. But as soon, and he'd dance. And then as soon as he'd turn and look at those females, they're all like staring up into the trees like they don't see him. And then he starts dancing again and they're all watching him. It was pretty good. We sat there and watched him for probably 15 minutes.
Yeah, well, birds and people aren't that different, are they?
Nope.
Okay, next item.
Yeah.
Bring her a gift.
Yes, definitely.
You know, chocolate and wine. But in the case of birds, it's more like mice and fish.
Yep.
And Northern Harriers bring mice and offer them to their girlfriends.
Nice.
And crows bring trinkets. Huh?
A bouquet of mice.
Yes. Third thing,
yeah.
offer them an awesome place to stay. That is, the cupboards are all full and it's well protected by you.
Gotcha.
You know, and so like, for example, woodpeckers make this mm-hmm. lovely little home for mom and the kids.
Okay.
And protect. But the two that I find the best mm-hmm. are, first of all, winter wrens or Pacific wrens mm-hmm. build multiple nests so that she gets a choice.
Nice.
Except that eventually they all get filled and he has a whole, you know, it's like
he gets a choice. So
he's a pygamist.
So, a pygamist. So if you're the first girl on the block, you get your choice.
Best one. Yeah.
Right. But if you're late showing up, you get whatever's left.
Yeah.
Oh, see? That was almost really romantic.
Well, and here's this one I like. Red-breasted nuthatches.
Mm-hmm.
And they live in cavities in trees.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they decorate the entrance with sap and make these little sculptures around the entrance, which I think is pretty awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Hear that, guys? Sculptures. We like sculptures.
And then, of course, get flashy.
Mm-hmm.
Dress for it.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely.
And I mean, you can,
wear
if you're
your spring colors.
Yeah. And which is the ducks are really, really good at.
Mm-hmm.
And the sparrows and a lot of the warblers are really good at
mm-hmm.
getting really flashy. I mean, if you're one of those monogamous ones like eagles and swans, it's just the tuxedo look.
Right.
But if you're a harlequin or a mallard and that little cute tail thing.
You got a thing for the curly tail thing.
Well, it's pretty awesome.
It's pretty awesome.
And, like, we get the horned grebes up here, bright orange and red and gold.
Mm-hmm.
And they aren't like that in the wintertime. That's their courting stuff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have Serenade Her.
Yeah, of course.
And right now, that's really obvious. There's a lot out there serenading everybody. Sparrows, warblers, thrushes do that really well. But don't underestimate the lowly snipe, who flies all the way up, and the tail feathers are such that when he dives, it makes this woo sound.
I've seen that. In fact, you brought me, it was Kramer's Field in Fairbanks 100 years ago, but that is such a cool thing to see.
Yeah.
And they go up and do their little wobble, 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 wobble.
Right. And hummingbirds do the flight thing, too. That's a little hard for humans, but,
But we have instruments.
Yes.
So we have our other, learn to play something, serenade, write a love song. It doesn't even have to be good. The whole moment is it's the love song.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. So brush up on your dances, bring her a gift, offer an awesome place to live, dress flashy, and serenade. That works for people, too.
That's right. Shake that curly tail feather.
Yep.
Bring her a bouquet of mice.
Yes. Okay. Now, I have a question for everybody.
Okay.
There is a mystery, a chickadee mystery out on Lutech Road. That is, any of you who have feeders and use black oil sunflower seeds know that chickadees always, no matter where in the state, chickadees always come and are very, very common there. And there is a section of Lutech Road where at least two people have not been able to attract chickadees to their feeders.
Really?
Yeah, it's weird. It's the last sort of couple of miles as you're going from town, the last couple of miles before the park turn off on the bridge. And so the mystery is, why are the chickadees not coming? So if you live out there and have chickadees, let me know. If you don't, let me know. And if you have a theory as to why, let's figure it out. I'm going to put up a thing on the Haynes Birders Facebook page, and we can discuss this.
I think it's a boycott.
I don't know. It doesn't, because the person that I talked to about it said they saw the chickadees, but for 3 years she's not been able to attract them to the black oil sunflower seeds.
That's interesting. And
it's weird.
Very weird.
Yes.
Yeah. Because chickadees are usually pretty cheap.
Pretty loyal.
I like loyal better.
Yeah, loyal is better.
Huh. So, yeah, we need to keep an eye out for little chickadee picket lines, maybe. Little boycott signs.
Yeah, or maybe they've got bars hiding in the trees or something, or gourmet restaurants.
Maybe there's chickadee thugs chasing all the other chickadees away. That wouldn't surprise me. Okay, so what are we looking out for? 30 seconds left.
I've been hearing that people are hearing hummers.
Seen one yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And we've got lots and lots and lots of songbirds. So the next big event is going to be the hooligan, and that's going to bring in all
everybody kinds.
Yeah, right.
All right, cool. And people can do their reports on Haynes Birders Facebook page, or they can ask questions or, hunt you down in the street. You can find her getting coffee often.
Yeah, Mountain Market's a good place.
All right. Well, that's it for the Bird Migration Report for this week. We've been joined by Pam Randles and her dating tips. And we'll be back in just a little bit with NPR headlines.